Hello, everyone. This is Duststorm here with Pod Tackler, and I am sitting down here with Josh Holmes from 343 Industries. He's going to talk a little bit more about the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta. Josh, welcome to Pod Tackler for the first time.
Hey, thanks so much.
So we just got to see some Halo 5 Guardians, a first look at it. For me, last Tuesday, I got to go to the New York event, and I got to talk to Quinn there, and you were actually at the San Francisco event. And we got to see some of the first things going on for the multiplayer beta, which is some new game types, some new Spartan abilities, and some of the new features that you're going to see in the beta once it comes out on December 29th. But I got to talk to him a little bit about the Spartan mobility and what's going on there. But one of the things that I kind of talked to him after we were done recording was the implementation of a basic spectator mode. And I just kind of wanted to get a little more information on what that's going to be, what we're going to see in the beta for a spectator mode. He mentioned that you could like rewind, fast forward, view from first person perspective. So what's kind of the spectator mode going to be for Halo 5 Guardians for the multiplayer beta compared to maybe some other spectator modes that we've seen like in TF2 or Call of Duty?
Right. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, as you can see from what we've shown, like, competitive has been a big pillar for us for the arena experience, and that's what we're featuring in the beta. So we built a lot of features that support that. We talked about our new competitive skill rating system. That's gonna be a part of the beta, and we're gonna continue to expand that as we move to launch. The other big one is spectator mode. And the way spectator mode works is within the beta, you'll be able to go and spectate on any friend, any one of your friends' matches that are in progress. And it essentially works like a save film from the server. So you'll be able to attach to the dedicated server. Multiple people can do that if they want to spectate at the same time. And you'll be pulling down that film and be able to switch perspectives. Be able to free cam, you'll be able to go from first person to third person, free cam around the map, and then you can also rewind and fast forward up until whatever the kind of latest moment is within that stream or within that game. And the idea there is just to give people more tools to be able to live cast a match that might be taking place, and then be able to stream that to Twitch, and then that will then be aggregated. We'll be aggregating some of the top players from Twitch streams that are going on, and then spotlighting those within the Halo channel. So people will be able to go onto the Halo channel and browse through games that are in progress, and have people who are casting will be sort of spotlit within that experience.
That's really cool. So is the spectator mode something that's going to be built into Halo 5 Guardians, or is this something that's going to be accessed through the Halo channel?
No, it's built into Halo 5 Guardians. So you are attaching to a session. You have to have the engine to be able to spectate within that session. But any number of people can be spectating on a single match at a time. So you could have multiple people casting the same match if you had some high level players that were playing, and then those casters can then stream that to Twitch using the platform.
Cool. So is there going to be any certain kind of cap for how many spectators there can be? So I know for like Call of Duty, there's a certain number, and for TF2, there's like certain number of spectator slots. Is that going to be similar in the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta, or is it going to be as many of your friends can come and watch because it's on this dedicated platform?
So I should totally verify with the backend team what the exact cap is. I think it's very high, though.
Okay.
So I don't think in practice you're going to run into that cap unless there's just a bananas game where thousands of people are attaching to it. But I want to double check that, and I'll follow up with you to make sure that that I clarify that exact number.
Cool. So one of the things that I know a lot of casters have been traditionally for tournaments is being able to see multiple views at once. Is that something that's going to be in this? I'm feeling it's probably not going to be because of the term basic spectator mode that's going to be part of this. So I'm assuming it's just one camera, but is something like that planned for the beta, or is that might be something that we'll see in the final release version of the spectator mode?
So for the beta, it is definitely going to be a bare bones spectator mode. So you'll just have that basic ability to switch between players, switch between perspectives from first to third, and then switch to the free cam. some of the other features that we've talked about, we've talked about different things that can enhance spectator mode, and those are things that we'll be continuing to work with the community to take feedback and input as to what they would like to see. And then we'll be trying to improve spectator mode as much as possible for launch, and then we can continue to rev that with additional features post-launch as well.
Cool. Now, is there any kind of safeguards or implementation for people that would possibly go into a spectator mode and maybe look at one of the other teams and trying to cheat that way? Or is there like a certain kind of delay inherent within the spectator mode?
Yeah, there is a slight delay of a few seconds. So that should help guard against any kind of shady business that might take place otherwise. And that delay is something that we can adjust as well.
Got it. I'm just thinking like a couple of those stalemate games that we saw during the launch of Invitational.
Yeah.
Game two series for the finals.
Yeah, you don't want any of that. So I know we have the ability to set different delay timing on that. And then theoretically, we could block specific matches if we wanted to, like if we were doing some sort of a tournament match or something.
Cool. And I'm guessing for something down the road that tournaments is something that you guys are probably really interested about with the announcement of the Halo Championship Series. So I'm assuming when the final game comes out, you're going to probably have a little more advanced spectator mode for those dedicated tournaments. And I'm sure we'll get more details about that whenever the game comes out or when we get closer to launch.
Yeah, we're really excited about the announcement of the HCS. And, you saw a great event over the weekend. Really, really exciting finish. Pretty amazing comeback from the loser's bracket for Believe the Hype. But, I'm excited about some of the events that we're going to have coming up. Obviously, right now, we're very focused on Master Chief Collection. But you can imagine that as we get closer to the release of Halo 5 Guardians, we'll have more announcements to make there. And really hoping to see a resurgence in Halo competitive play over the next year. And then when we launch Halo 5 Guardians, that's something that we really want to focus on as well.
Cool. So kind of a little swing off of the spectator mode, is the same kind of Twitch integration that we are seeing with the Master Chief Collection and having that little nice Twitch interface through the Halo channel, is that still going to be something that is going to be present with the multiplayer beta, or is it you're really just focusing on kind of the spectator mode and then having other people just stream through the Twitch app on Xbox or using their own kind of custom streaming solution like through XSplit or OBS?
Yeah, I mean, we're really just trying to kind of get the basics in place for the beta and start to stress some of the systems there. And we've got, I guess we got 48 days until the beta goes live. So we're right in that shutdown process. So we definitely want to get the basics there, and then we'll see how far we can push things for the beta. And then from there, we've got almost a year before launch that we'll be focusing on taking feedback and trying to make the spectator implementation the best it can be.
You mentioned a little bit earlier the CSR, and we talked to Quinn just a little about it, and he kind of mentioned how there's going to be this top tier that's like the 200 top ranked players, and then there's going to be this kind of like bronze, silver, gold tiers amongst like the semi-pros, and then there's the pro tiers and all that stuff. How is CSR kind of evolving from past skill-based ranking systems? Because we have the Halo 2 system, which is kind of in the sense of baseline for what we're seeing in the Master Chief Collection, but it's been revamped in a way. And we also saw the skill-based ranking system in Halo 3. So how is CSR an evolution of that for the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer when that for the beta and then when the final game comes out?
Yeah, so for Halo 5 Guardians, we're implementing CSR, competitive skill rating, within the game, fully integrated into all the playlists. We've had CSR before. We had that for the website on Halo Waypoint. This is a totally different system, so it's even though it shares that sort of name or designation, it's been completely redesigned from the ground up. And we hired Josh Menke, who some people will know within the competitive community, who's kind of a mad scientist genius when it comes to matchmaking and skill rating and ladder design and things like that, tournament design. And so he's been working on this for You know, over a year now, it's been one of his main focal points. And so he's designed a seven-tier system where you will be able to rank up from iron to bronze to silver to gold to onyx. And then the top two tiers are semi-pro and pro. And players within those tiers, once you enter into the semi-pro tier, you're basically given an ELO rating or ELO-like rating that I would have to double-check. Josh has been tweeting out some details today. He gave the exact range of numerical range that will range between. But basically, your rating will go up and down while you're within that skill, those two skill bands. Once you make it up into the pro tier, that's actually the top 200 players according to that rating in the world at any given time. And so as you're progressing through these different tiers, you can go up and down based on your play and graduate and drop down if you're not playing well. The idea there is to just give players a way to challenge themselves and compare themselves against their friends and the rest of the community. And, you know, kind of create that sense of a path to pro for everyone. Some people are obviously not going to be at that elite tier, and that's fine. Like, this also gives them, yeah, me too.
Yeah, but this, I'm right
gives,
there.
This still gives us something to work towards, you know, and kind of measure our progress as we get better at the game. And I think it's something that was missing for Halo 4 and that we're really excited to bring back.
Cool. Now, is the ranking for Halo 5, is that going to be tied at all to HCS points that we'll see coming with Halo 5 when that comes out? Or is that going to be still just its own ranking system and it's completely separate from the tournaments and the HCS points that pro players will get whenever Halo 5 becomes a part of that league?
I think at this point we're so focused on the beta and we're still kind of ironing out all the plans for launch. So I don't really want to talk about that in detail at this point. But we'll definitely be thinking about how this plays with HCS in the future.
Cool. One of the things that we haven't really touched on, or I haven't seen touched on yet, is kind of how involved is the pro team with the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer. And we, from the behind the scenes video that we got to see get released yesterday, we got to see that there's a lot of involvement from the pro team, that there's a lot of aspects that you guys are looking at in terms of balancing out the Spartan abilities. The infinite sprint was a concern for a lot of people, and there are certain things that you guys have done to kind of help balance that out. So what's kind of been the valuable feedback that you're getting from the pro team in terms of things that they've suggested, things that you guys have taken out, things that with their input, you guys have made some drastic changes to what the multiplayer beta is currently looking like?
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing having them be a part of the team. They're such a great resource. You know, we brought them onto the team specifically because we thought we were missing that pro perspective. You know, on Halo 4, we went out and we put the game in front of some pros throughout the course of development, but it was very limited in terms of their ability to play the game and provide feedback. So having a team that's actually embedded, that has that knowledge and that heightened level of skill and can be there throughout the course of development and see as we're iterating on features, as we're putting in you know, new ideas and tuning and balancing the game, they have a direct line to feedback on that stuff, and they're constantly looking for any way that they can kind of break the game or find a way to exploit an imbalance that might be in the game at any given time, because they like to win. So it works really well. We have a really tight relationship with them. They give us feedback multiple times throughout the week. They sit down with the design team, you know, in some cases multiple times a day, and just kind of go through kind of the pro team Bible, which is just this document of all of their feedback that they keep up to date with each new build that we put out. I mean, they've been awesome. So you asked about big changes. Like, I think their perspective was very much a big part of putting in the balancing for sprint. Tying sprint to the replenishing of shields, like making it so that sprint doesn't just allow you to run from combat and kind of negate all of the all of the shots that you've landed on an opponent up until that point. That was a really big focus, and we tried a bunch of different things, a bunch of different mechanics to try and create that risk reward with sprint, and then ultimately found linking to shield replenishment was the best approach. We all really liked that. The other one was descope. Like, you know, we had a lot of the game that you're going to play in the beta today. We had that working with the same kind of flinch system from Halo 4. And there were just situations where guys like a neighbor could just hold down a map with sniper, and like there's just nothing you could do. You just could not shake him. He would just dominate. And so it was really imbalanced. And the other part of that that they were very vocal about is the idea that, you know, when you're dealing with a flinch system that is giving you kind of random feedback within your reticle, you feel like you're fighting the game and not the player. And so it was their feedback in that regard that had us go back to D-Scope and say, okay, well, how can we make this work with the Smart Scope system? How can we make it so it doesn't feel, you know, totally jarring and kind of unpolished looking within the visual experience, but still gives you that really clear balance mechanic. And I think the response so far has been great from people who've played it. As soon as we put that into the game, we all felt like things just kind of clicked, you know, like big issues that we were seeing within the play experience resolved themselves very, very quickly by bringing that back. So it was a great change, and they deserve a lot of credit for that.
Cool. Well, Josh, thank you very much for taking time to sit with us after the wonderful success of the launch of the Master Chief Collection, which is awesome. I'm probably going to sit down and play a little bit after we're done here, but great job. Great job on the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta. I know I'm excited to get my hands on it again. And I hope people are really have an open mind whenever it comes to trying out some of these new things that you guys are trying with Halo. So
yeah. I think it's been great to see the community response, and you know, everybody has obviously very different opinions on some of the new mechanics and the way that the game plays. Really looking forward to everybody coming online, giving the game, you know, a really good run through its paces through that 3-week beta, and then just getting feedback. You know, the feedback that we get from the community is going to help us make this game really, really the best polished, most awesome multiplayer experience when we launch next year, and that's what we're looking
for. All right. Well, thank you again for sitting down with us, and we hope to see you on the podcast in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much. It was awesome.